Welcome. I'm Jessica Teigen, and this is the Evolving to Exceptional podcast, where we talk about reaching peak performance in our workplaces, homes, and communities so that we can live our best life possible, an exceptional life. Welcome back to the Evolving to Exceptional podcast. I hope that you all have had a wonderful holiday season, and I wanted to just wish everybody a happy new year. This week, as we start out the new year, I thought it was a great time to share a little bit about what my biggest career mistake to date has been, what I believe is the biggest mistake I've made throughout the early part of my career. And that mistake is not getting a coach sooner. Now, I've made plenty of mistakes throughout my career that span from my early career overconfidence to my less than adequate management of people at the start of managing for the first time, to ultimately allowing myself to become so stressed, I experienced a complete workplace burnout. But despite all of those mistakes, the thing that I consider to be the biggest mistake of them all is not getting a coach or not getting coaching from a third-party coach sooner. I actually only hired a coach once I was a senior executive and realized I wasn't going to keep growing and developing if I didn't get some outside support, that what I was able to get internally was no longer sufficient to really challenge me and help me get the perspective that I needed. And so what I recognized after getting a coach was how much more I actually could have been growing and developing if I'd had this coaching support sooner. I discovered how powerful the experience of coaching is and what it provides, as well as the impact it can have on your overall development and well-being. I couldn't believe what I had been missing out on all those years and how powerful an impact it was having on me in just a few weeks. Almost immediately after getting a coach, I began to see the results and the effects applied to and make a difference in my life. Now, I always assumed, and assuming is just never a really good idea, that because I was so devoted to my own development as a leader, and especially being that I was in human resource and in the human resource and talent management space, so I was passionate about helping people reach their peak performance, that because I was doing so much on my own, that I didn't really need an external coach or resource to help me. I didn't need someone else to help support my growth and development. I was so very, very, very wrong. Having an external coach provides so many additional benefits to our development that we can't get through our own learning, training, reading, or even from our boss or peers, even from relationships or coaching we might get within an organization. So I want to talk to you about why I believe having a coach is so important and why I think it is just critical to speeding up your growth and your development and your life experience overall. So what are some of the reasons that having a coach is so important? A third-party coach doesn't know your boss, your peers, or your business. They aren't actually interested in whether you hit your numbers or how often you're sick. They only care about helping you make progress on your goals and challenges. Their only interest, their only purpose is in seeing you be successful. They aren't competing with you or judging your efforts against some arbitrary performance standard. They're not thinking about how they're going to rate you on your performance review. They only want to help you feel good about what you're accomplishing and achieving in your life. I mean, in conclusion, they're really only there to help you be more successful. So what are some of the reasons? So one of the first reasons is how they foster growth and development. The primary reason most people ultimately seek out a coach is either to address a serious personal, emotional issue or challenge, or to identify ways to increase their growth and development. A coach is particularly helpful in accelerating an individual's growth and development. Coaches are equipped with tools and skill sets that are meant to perpetually challenge you and push you in your growth and development. They are trained in how to work with clients to set manageable but challenging goals and then support them in the process of achieving them. Not only that, they've devoted much of their career and their growth and experience to cultivating the skill sets necessary to help people be successful in achieving those goals, to help people be successful in overcoming the challenges or self-limiting beliefs that are keeping them from being successful. Now, in my experience, I truly believed I was growing and developing at the fastest rate I possibly could throughout my career until I got a coach. With a coach, I could actually work on specific skills and talents more intentionally and grow them more quickly. I experienced rapid growth in my self-confidence, my self-awareness, and ultimately my emotional intelligence. By having a coach, I achieved more growth goals, I developed more skills quicker than I ever imagined, and was able to do so while experiencing greater joy in the process. Having a coach truly exponentially increases and expedites your growth and development. Another key benefit of having a coach is the support. A coach's only purpose is to support you in your growth and development. They don't have a personal agenda to see you promoted or not promoted, to give you more work or take work away, have you feel good about yourself or bad about yourself. The only agenda of the coach is to help you make real progress on the things you want to work on. This means a coach will not judge you or reject you. A coach shows up no matter what and roots for your success. A coach is always wanting you to achieve success. They don't get angry or frustrated with you. Instead, they keep encouraging you through the hurdles and challenges that inevitably continue to come up in life. And a coach helps you to keep going even when you most feel like giving up. I can't count the number of times I felt like giving up as I wrote 3 books in the last year, left my past job, started a new business, and completely transformed my life. As a new entrepreneur, there were days I didn't want to get out of bed. As an author, there were days I was terrified of rejection and whether people would ever even buy my books. My coaches helped me to keep going, to keep working at the challenges, and to not give up. Without their support, I might not have made all the progress I have in the last year with writing books, creating and launching apps, developing courses, speaking on stage, and so much more. Having a coach has been absolutely essential. The support that my coaches have provided me has made it possible for me to keep going despite some of the significant hurdles I faced as I've continued to progress over the last 12 to 18 months. Perspective is another critical element that coaches bring. One of the biggest impacts of having a coach is the outside perspective they bring to your life, experiences, growth, and development. Because they have no past experience with you, they can bring perspective to the experiences you're having, challenges you want to overcome, and goals you want to achieve. Most coaches have significant personal life experience they bring to the coaching relationship. Not only that, they've worked with other clients, which means they can bring perspective from the experiences and what they've encountered in coaching other clients as well. All of this experience allows them to provide you with additional viewpoints and help you gain perspective on your own experiences. And they can bring this perspective without you feeling judged, without you feeling frustrated with the input that they're providing, because they have no self-interest. They have no motivation, personal motivation or benefit from providing you that perspective. When I first started working with a coach, I truly believed the way I was performing was normal and to be expected. As I got perspective from my coach, I began to recognize the way I was performing and my work was way beyond what most would consider normal. I was extending myself beyond what was reasonable and I didn't even realize it. With the help of my coaches, I was able to begin to see my life from a totally new vantage point, one outside of my current workplace and that workplace culture. And by seeing myself from outside that perspective, it helped me put into perspective my actions and choices in a way that never would have happened without working with a coach. In short, I was working so hard and pushing myself so hard in a way that I thought that was just how everyone worked. And by working with a coach, I realized that that really was not normal. And that while it's good to push ourselves, there's a limit and a breaking point to how much we want to do that and to how much that actually brings additional value to our performance versus leading us to stress, overwhelm, and burnout. And so having that coach really helped me to see a different perspective on how much I was working, the way I was working, and how that really wasn't creating the results that I wanted it to create in my life. Another thing coaches can bring is creative solutions. In our workplaces and our current lives, most of the time we get the same suggestions over and over again. The solutions we are offered are the same ones we've heard before, tried, and failed. In fact, if we'd been successful, we wouldn't be back in the same situation looking for advice. A coach, on the other hand, can bring creative and unique solutions that you may have never experienced or considered before. They have knowledge, perspective, and experience that you've likely not encountered and wouldn't have if not for having a coach. So I had been struggling with stress, exhaustion, and overwhelm for most of my career. Starting with law school, I learned to barely sleep at night, working and studying 16 to 18 hour days, and to push through any of my emotions or resistance to just keep swimming. In fact, that was my motto from Finding Nemo, was just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just don't stop, keep going no matter what. And I carried this approach from law school into my career and applied it to my work and later to having a family and how I would approach my children. Every day became a grind of pushing through and fighting my way through life to succeed. But when I started working with a coach, they provided me with creative solutions I hadn't considered before. They introduced me to things like taking cold showers to reset your nervous system, doing balanced breathing to bring yourself into coherence so you can make better decisions and operate from a place of calm coherence, and taking time for journaling so that you actually deal with the emotions you're experiencing and you don't trap them inside so that those emotions are dealing with you instead. I needed these new strategies and many more for managing the stress that I was experiencing in my life and to live my life in a way that was more fulfilling and was generating better results. I needed these creative solutions to my challenges, and I never would have received them if I hadn't sought out an external coach. I never would have had what I needed or that perspective that I needed or those ideas and solutions that I needed if I had not gone to those with expertise that could give me those insights or those creative solutions to my challenges. Another element of having a coach is how it creates our make space for greater reflection. In my experience, the thing we spend the least time doing, but we probably need to be doing the most, is taking time for reflection. In order to gain insight and then translate insights into action, we must take time to reflect on our experiences in life. Often we're so busy moving from one task to the next, we fail to slow down and truly reflect on where we are going, why we're going that way, and how we feel about our choices. Without reflection, we're quite literally hindering our growth and development. Because if we really want to learn from our experiences, if we really want to continue to grow and improve and make adjustments in our life, then we have to take the time for our brain to actually make those new neural connections, to make those connections that will create new actions and new results in our lives. Time spent working with a coach is actually perfect for slowing down to reflect on what's happening with us. Why do we keep arguing with our spouse or our parent? Why do we keep exploding at our children? Why do we feel like sleeping all the time? Why are we angry or cry every Monday when we're going back to work? By working with a coach, we can begin to unpack these challenges and reflect on what is really causing our behaviors. Coaches can actually help you to unpack your own experiences in ways that lead you to discover the best answer for you by just guiding you through reflection. In my experience in working with my coaches, I found that the time that I spent with them, even just as they asked me questions, it caused me to think about and reflect on things I'd never considered before. Just the other day, I was working with a coaching client who was reflecting on her life experiences, and she'd never considered the possibility that maybe she didn't want to do the career she was doing, that maybe she wanted to do something different. It was a path she was on, and she just always stayed on it. And when we asked the question of, is this really what you want to be doing? What do you really want? We asked her heart, what is really important to you? She got a different answer. And so just the time spent with a coach can cause us to take and make the time to reflect on our experiences. And for me, certainly this was a huge contributing factor in my reflecting on the career that I was in and the state of stress and burnout I was in, and making a decision for my life of what was going to make a bigger difference for me, what was going to bring me more joy, happiness, peace, and create a better life for me and my family. Another element of, or another benefit of working with a coach is that they can create accountability for you without creating fear. One of the most important elements of achieving our goals or overcoming challenges is by taking personal accountability. When we take personal accountability, when we take responsibility for and ownership of the outcomes that we're trying to get into our lives, whether they're good or bad, that is what is going to create the biggest results. That's what's going to create the best outcomes. And we absolutely must take personal accountability of what we're trying to achieve if we're going to be successful. By working with a coach, we have the opportunity to take personal accountability, have someone witness it and keep us accountable while not negatively impacting our careers. A coach can provide regular follow-up and support that actually increases the likelihood of accountability rather than hindering it. The truth is, all workplaces of a certain size have some degree of politics within them. Politics can unwittingly be causing fear and preventing psychological safety in the workplace. When people don't feel safe, their willingness to take accountability or allow visibility to their progress towards goals is likely to be negatively impacted. Unfortunately, when we take personal accountability in some situations in the workplace, it can even have negative consequences for our careers. We may feel that if we do not achieve the goals we set, we won't get our raise or get promoted. Therefore, we set goals that are more achievable rather than challenging to obtain. We may also be less likely to solicit input on our progress, looking for suggestions if we fear retaliation for doing so or being behind where we need to be. In my experience working with a coach, they can provide this sense of accountability, this sense of, I've committed to another person. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to work on these things. I'm going to reflect on these things. I'm going to take these actions without it being an impact on my financial well-being, without it impacting my future career or how others within the workplace see me, which means I can be more vulnerable. I can speak more to a coach what's going on and not be afraid of their judgment or there being some negative repercussion as a result of my working on that issue or being open, honest, and addressing that issue. Which leads me to one of the biggest elements of working with a coach is that ability to be totally honest. If the workplace is unsafe or has a culture that promotes competition or a lack of integrity, we may struggle to actually be totally honest or have others be honest with us. A coach is able to provide us with completely honest feedback, whether it's good or bad, that will help us in our growth and development. Their feedback isn't going to impact our career, our income, or our promotions. Therefore, they can be honest and help us to see sides of ourselves that we might normally hide or not want to address. As I worked with a coach, they were able to help me to see parts of myself that I knew were there but hadn't wanted to work on. I was never comfortable soliciting or receiving feedback in some of these areas. They were just too sensitive, and I feared how they would impact my career long term. With my coach, I was able to hear them, learn from them, and identify ways to strengthen and overcome some of these challenges. I was able to really, really identify and work with issues that would have been too sensitive or too challenging for me to bring up or address or work on in the workplace in that setting with those individuals. So these are just probably not all of the examples. I'm sure there's probably even more reasons than those I've shared and selected here as to why working with a coach is so powerful. But what I can tell you is from my experience is that I have grown more in the last 18 months that I've had a coach than I could have ever possibly done on my own. So if you're like me or like how I was before I got a coach, you've probably never considered getting a coach, or maybe you don't even know that much about coaching. It seems to me either you're from a world where you're really familiar with coaching or you have pretty much no experience with it at all. If you're thinking about whether coaching is a good idea for you or something you want to consider trying, I am here to tell you, yes, it is absolutely worth trying. We've just entered a new year. People love to make New Year's resolutions and commit to and try to overcome challenges or achieve new goals at the start of the new year. And the best way, the most successful way you can go about achieving those challenges that you want to accomplish or overcome is to get yourself a coach. To find yourself a coach who can work with you, who can support you, who can help you to move through and grow and develop at a much faster pace than you're going to be able to do on your own. And I do want to offer that we have a special January offer that we're going to do. And I don't do a lot of one-on-one coaching, but we are launching a brand new app called Evolving You. And our new app has some voice recognition technology in it that is powered by Vibonics. And that technology actually is an emotional intelligence assessment. And so it listens to your voice, the frequencies within your voice, and it can tell you your overall level of emotional intelligence, how you're doing at managing your emotions, expressing your emotions, your level of empathy, as well as some of your specific emotions. So there's positive energy and negative energy emotions, and it helps to identify, are you angry? Are you afraid? Are you sad? Are you experiencing positive stress or negative stress? Are you experiencing happiness or motivation? And it gives you a sense of where you are with respect to these emotions. This app has this voice recognition technology, as well as some neuroscience-based based coaching and training modules, over 50 modules in there to support you in your own growth and development, your own progress towards those goals and evolving yourself. And then finally, because we're launching this app, we have a couple of really, really special offers. The first is that we're giving 1 month free. So if you want to join, we're going to put it in the show notes here, the coupon code to get 1 month free of our new Evolving You app. Secondly, if you sign up for our app, if you subscribe to our app, you can then get 3 months of unlimited coaching, 30-minute coaching sessions for just $9.97. So a really reasonable rate, unlimited coaching for 3 months to get you into some massive momentum, get you making progress towards your goals. It is a great way to experiencing coaching for the first time at a super affordable price, as well as to experience coaching with this really unique technology that allows us to get to the root of your issues so much faster. So if you have an interest in coaching, either through this special one-time offer, or you want to just check out a one-on-one session with either myself or one of our coaches, reach out to us, check out our website, evolvingtoexceptional.com. We're looking forward to helping a large group of people just start making a lot of progress towards their goals at the start of this 2023 year. And even if you don't come coach with us, just remember the power of coaching and consider seeking out a coach that fits your needs or that feels like a good fit for you. It is absolutely worth it. I promise you, you will not regret it, and it will make a huge difference in your life. So as I wrap up this episode, as always, I just want to remind you to just always keep evolving and living that exceptional life. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will be back with you again next week.